Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always a pleasure to welcome back the great Steve Fisher to Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, a happy NCAA Tournament Thursday to you.
Gentlemen, the same thing to you, and I'm like every fan right now. I'm a bit nervous, but anticipating a great Aztec victory.
Well, we were kicking it around, some of our brackets. I let my five-year-old pick his first bracket. You know, encourage gambling in their youth, Coach. I let him make his pick. By the way, he has the Aztecs winning the whole thing. So, Bo Woods, big Aztecs.
He also
guy.
Has all four number one seeds going out in the first round.
He does. So. He does. He likes he likes to mix it
you
up.
You know, I listened as he made his picks, and I thought, this guy's going to be something. He's pretty good. He felt a lot better when he picked the Aztecs.
Wanted to ask you, do you fill out a bracket?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
You know, in the old days, and probably it's still that way, you're not allowed to do it. I mean, in today's world, you turn the TV on, and everything's having to do with gambling,
yes.
The spread, and who's favored, and pools, and et cetera, but no, I never have, not since I've been coaching.
So you can still have opinions, though, on the field and the tournament. As you look at this year's field, obviously the Aztecs are your team, but what do you kind of see in shaping up for this year's tournament? A lot of people are saying maybe more parity than we've seen in some of the other tournaments, that the higher seeds could be vulnerable. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think that potential is for sure there. There's no question that there's a closeness. There's not as many blue bloods that you would say they're guaranteed. So I think you can expect the unexpected, but I also am smart enough to know that I think, and I believe 8 of the last 10 years, maybe a 1 or a 2 seed has won the tournament. And everybody's, you know, talking about the parity. But those 1s and 2s are there for a reason, and they're usually a cut above. However, as we all know, one game and one and done, it's a whole lot different than the NBA. It can happen, and it can happen to anybody, and it will. And it will probably happen to at least one of the number one seeds that will get beat, and you'll say, how did that happen? But it's there, and that's why all the eyeballs will be watching, and the revenue and fans and the excitement is there with March Madness.
Talking to the legendary Steve Fisher here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you know, I feel for coaches, I do, because again, Dutch has captained this team to a fantastic season. There's just no other way to look at it. A fantastic year. Could all come crashing down at, you know, 2:30 today. How much pressure is on Coach Dutcher today, in your opinion? And have you talked to him and given him any words of wisdom? I know, you know, he's still looking for that elusive first victory in the tournament, so I know it's a big one for him.
We talk all the time. I talked to him last night, as they made their final or finished their final preparation for the game against College of Charleston today. And what Dutch has the ability to do, he has the ability to separate on the court, off the court, doesn't stress about it, which is why he's so good, and which is why he has the ability to keep his team in a state of, even though they know the importance of it, they're not so tense that it will affect in a negative way the outcome of their play. I anticipate our Aztecs to play well, and as you said, Coach Dutcher and his staff have done a magnificent job this year, winning both the conference and the conference tournament, doesn't happen very often in too many places, and they've had an exceptional year. What we have, and you guys know that, we have, if you play Shirts and Skins and you don't know who's there, we look like a number one or two seed physically as you watch us walk out on the floor. Our age fits the NCAA tournament, where it shouldn't scare you, the fact that you're there in a big arena and knowing the pressure that's there. So I love our team, the depth they've got, the experience they've got, and I do know the motivation that they have. Doesn't guarantee a win. Strange things happen. But in my opinion, College of Charleston is going to have to play exceptionally well to have a chance to win. They're going to have to make threes, and they shoot a lot of them. And if they make them, it'll be a close game. But I like San Diego State. I like what we've done, and I like what we're going to do, hopefully right now, as we start the tournament.
And I can almost guarantee they won't be open threes, because the Aztecs always get hands in faces of shots. Doesn't mean they won't make them. We've seen that before. We're talking to Coach Steve Fisher. It's always usually up to me to ask the toughest question, so I'll prepare you for it right now.
What?
I agree with you, Coach. I love this team, and I feel like they're veteran, they're poised. If there's one knock on the Aztecs this year, it's been trouble closing out games. You know, at the last couple of minutes, it seems like the baskets dry up, the turnovers start coming. You wouldn't expect that from these guys. Have you seen anything, any reason why that might happen, and how they can avoid that when, you know, potentially, like last year against Creighton, two bad minutes at the end of a game could end your season at this point?
I think when it's you, when it's your team, it's magnified. And I'll say this, and you'll say, well, it doesn't matter because it happens to us. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You can look at every team that's out there, and you've seen leads that they've had, and you say, how can that happen? How can that lead dissipate so quickly? It's the nature of what we do, and it can happen in three possessions, where you can go on an 8-0 run and to turn it over twice, not even get a shot on goal, and have them right back in the game. But it's reality, and everybody talks about it. I saw, as I said, Ziegler's article today on how the last year Creighton game went, and they talked about the Arkansas game. So we need to win today to say, okay, we've notched one thing that hasn't been done. We won an NCAA tournament game. And then you go from there. So, you know, I don't think that Dutch is overly worried about it. And the more you talk about it, the more it's in the mind of the kids. So they don't talk about it. If you watch practice, they rep on things that they need to do better. And they're good coaches, and they do situations every single day, up two, down three, et cetera, et cetera. So we're prepared. Now we just need to go out and execute. So hopefully we'll have a game that's not close. But when there is a close game, I think we'll be prepared and we'll play well.
That's the right there is the difference in a real coach and, you know, the amateur coaches out there like us, Coach, and the amateur GMs. And, you know, the fact that you say, like, watching the last few weeks, especially of Aztecs basketball, like Ben said, when it gets down to crunch time, there's a couple of mistakes, like inbounds have been really, really tough, and they can't seem to execute. Yes, they'll rep on it, but Coach isn't going to go in there and harp on it. And you guys are terrible at inbounding the ball. You're horrible. We're going to practice it till the cows come home. That's the difference, I think, in, you know, me coaching a T-ball team. My kids can't throw, and me harping on them for not being able to throw. Other than just saying, hey, man, we're just going to rep this. We're going to keep doing this. And eventually the muscle memory will take over.
I think things happen, you know, things happen at times, and you want to put your team in a position to have the best outcome possible. You want the guy that's got calm nerves to be throwing the ball inbound. You want to get it to your best free throw shooter when you have to have it, when you're protecting the lead. So all those things you deal with, and yet it's not a perfect world. So we'll see games today that'll be buzzer shots, there'll be turnovers, there'll be baskets. You say, I can't believe it happened. And that's the beauty of what we do. But I'm very much in belief that we've got a team that when winning comes, we're going to win.
And the thing that we always have to remember, other teams make plays too. They really do. They step up and weird things happen. The ball doesn't always bounce your way. All you can do, I guess, coach, is make sure your guys are prepared the very best that you can, and then kind of let the chips fall where they may. I mean, there's really, when you're in a game like that, how tempting is it to overcoach? And you've been there, how tempting is it to say, God, I trust these guys, I trust the game plan, but man, this game's too important. I'm gonna overcoach a little bit here.
There's that fine line. Do I take a timeout with 8 seconds to go, or do I let them make that final play with the broken floor and before, to make a play and read the right play, make the right decisions? So you go with your gut and your instincts, and you go with what you feel is good in the moment. And it's never the same. I mean, I'm an advocate, and in my later years of coaching, we drill. We always foul under 7 seconds to go for a 3-point set. We always foul. And yet, sometimes when you always foul, something happens where they don't foul, even though they know they're supposed to foul. So, that's why we're all going to be watching at 12:10 today when we play and all the other games, and look very much forward to it. And, what we need to do too, and you guys know this, we need to, as a conference, win. We've not had any success lately as a conference. And it started last night with Nevada. I felt badly for Steve Alford and his crew against Arizona State. But our league needs to step up and win a couple, three games here in the first round and prove that we are as good a league as we profess to be and people say we are, because we are. But as you said, when it comes to March, that's what people talk about. Look at this league, what they have or haven't done. There was a knock on the Big Ten. They haven't won an NCAA tournament, they say, or an NCAA championship since way back in 2002, I think, or something like that. So every league, every team, every program has it, people talking about it. We're only concerned about San Diego State, and I do believe that this team is prepared, built, and mentally ready to win today, and then whoever we play in that next game, win that next game.
I will say slyly that it's possible that the team that will be in San Diego State's league did win the game last night in Arizona State, but that's a conversation for another day, Coach Fisher. I will end with this. March is a time for magic. I don't think there could be anything more magical than an assistant coach taking over as a head coach and in his first 6 games running off to an NCAA title. We've talked about this before, but when you think back at that run with Michigan when you took over, how did you manage that in terms of, I mean, were you thinking we still need to win the title? Were you thinking I don't want to embarrass myself in these first couple of games when you were thrown into that situation back there in, 1989? Take us back in some of your memories of that title run.
Strange things happen, and great things usually happen to somebody else. The lottery, whatever it might be. I hit the mega lottery in 1989, and somewhat at the expense of Bill Frieder, who I think still was unjustly not allowed to coach the team. He accepted verbally the Arizona State job, and all of a sudden I'm the interim coach, and we win the national championship. That's a fairy tale you make a movie of, but that doesn't happen. It happened, and it happened to me. The nice thing about it is you bow your back, do your job, and you've got 3 weeks. And I had Angie by my side to calm my nerves, and we kind of wrote it out together. They weren't going to hire me. If we had lost the first game to Xavier, I'd have been out at Arizona State as Bill Frieder's assistant. I know that. But we win. We've had great players that performed when it mattered most. And that's what you have to do. That's what you have to be able to do. And we really rode through it until we got to the Final Four. And beat an Illinois team that had drubbed us 3 weeks before in our last regular season game, and beat a Seton Hall team that probably wasn't the second best team, and we probably weren't the best team, but we won because on that night we were, and all of a sudden I go from sitting in that second chair to being in the first chair, and we win a national championship, and it was a surreal feeling that never goes away at this time of year. You think you have flashbacks to Glenn Rice making a jump shot, John Higgins laying it in to beat the Illinois team, and going to the White House, and all the crazy stuff that comes with it. And I had a 50-plus year career as a teacher and a coach, and loved every moment of it, from my Rich East High School days, where I could have stayed for 50 years and been perfectly happy, to having the privilege of come to San Diego and close out a career in America's finest city. So I'm one of the lucky ones, and I'm smart enough to know that.
And that's what makes you, Coach.
And there made me cry there, Coach. I appreciate it on a Thursday morning. Gosh, man.
Well, good luck to the Aztecs. I know you'll be rooting them on like we are, and thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I listen to you every day. I take my little grandson to school at least 3 days a week, and I have you guys tuned in on my radio.
Makes me so nervous.
I listen together.
It makes me so nervous. I'm so sorry, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
I'm so sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.